lock it. We're just going to preface the night. It'll be 15 minutes.
You said 5 minutes, man.
Yeah. Okay, so, hey, Hadley, we're here tonight at the garage.
It's fucking gay, not natural.
The garage round table.
No, no, you're acting like an unstable.
I just have to get in a spot where the fucking shit is can hear us both.
I'm going to have to introduce who the fuck I am and where the fuck we are.
It's fucking gay. Okay, so...
What the fuck is the first topic?
What the fuck is the first topic? Okay, the first topic. We're going to address three topics tonight. The first topic is... Fuck, what was it, man?
Fucking top rock bands of the 90s.
top three rock bands of the 90s. I guess, since you're not going, I'll start. I'm just going to mention the three top rock bands that popped to my head. I'm going to say Smashing Pumpkins, okay? Sublime, because, you know, obviously, that's going to be my personal bent on this. And then the third one that I... R.E.M. Okay, so...
R.E.M., huh?
Yeah, R.E.M.
Never really got into R.E.M.
I never did either, but for as much as I know about them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, R.E.M. had some... They had some jams, for sure. Fucking... It's the end of the world.
As we know it. But that's all I know, so... I would think, I got 30 seconds to tell you why I think those are the three top bands, and then you can go. Smashing Pumpkins, because Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins came out right around the mid-90s, when they were just, they're trying to resolve...
They were a heavy influence on the 90s culture.
Yeah, definitely. They had the Rolling
Kids...
They're
on the Simpsons and
Rolling
shit.
Kids down the hills of their videos. Wait,
you know what?
Okay, Sublime, just because they're fucking... All the college kids love them, and I've loved them forever. And then, I forgot who the last group is, so I suck. Oh, R.E.M. Yeah, just because I feel like that's what rockers would be into. What do you think? What do you think your top three are, Hadley?
Well, initially I wanted to say probably Rage Against the Machine, highly influential.
Okay.
No, pretty good. Sublime's good, but yeah, I pick Sublime. Sure.
Is Sublime your second one? Okay, Rage,
yeah.
Sublime.
And then probably, I don't know, it's borderline Cypress Hill.
Oh, wait, Rock Axe, man, Rock Axe.
Oh.
Cypress, oh, okay. Come on, Rock Axe. Hadley's trying to go sideways on us. He doesn't even know any rock bands. The only rock band this motherfucker knows from the 90s
fucking
is...
Fucking Weezer, then, right?
Oh, shit. That's a solid choice. So I don't really care what people thought about my pick, but I'm actually proud of your pick, because Weezer, I feel like, set up a lot of ground level for the fucking early 2000s.
Alright, next topic.
Oh, you want to just jump next topic? We have 2 minutes left, but okay, next topic. I came up with this one. And then I'm going to, after I announce it, I'm going to suggest you go first, because I went first the last time.
Alright, so with Kim Jong-il and Donald Trump, the friends in real life. Is that the question?
That's the question. That's the topic.
You know, dude. It's this international conspiracy by Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin to like Trump because it hurts America. Like, they fucking hate America, so they pretend to like Trump. Because they know Americans hate that shit. And we hate Trump. But
so,
they hate America.
So what you're saying is that they're secretly trying to align with the people who don't like Trump.
No. What I'm saying is they
sorry,
hate
folks,
America.
I couldn't follow it.
They hate America, so they support Trump because Trump is bad for America.
Okay. Yeah, they support what they know is going to be the downfall of America.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's my take on it. It's the only explanation.
I mean, do you think that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump have talked on the phone since he's been president?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
yeah,
international leaders, they have to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the thing is, I think they were friends before that, but...
they were probably business associates.
Of course, they would love... Yeah, you're right. They would love to see the downfall of the nation. And that,
yeah.
Could Trump actually do that?
He's unconstitutional.
But back to the question. Let's bring this back. Even though that might be Kim Jong-un's subtext and like ulterior motive. You think he could still be friends with Trump? You think
they're
buddies? Like these motherfuckers are bowling or something?
Yeah, yeah, they yuck it up and shit. Fucking. Oh, Trump loves tyrants. You fucking kidding me? He thinks Kim Jong-un's the fucking best, man. He would love to rule America the way he rules North Korea. But we have a constitution. But you know what? We got over, you know, human rights violations from China. We can do the same in North Korea.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Diplomat, you know, diplomacy. I mean, we have to overlook the human rights violations. I mean, he started this fucking country. He's a fucking tyrant. But, you know, that's the kind of people Trump loves.
That's a bold statement, John.
Well, what the fuck do you got? Would they be friends in real life?
I'd hope to get advertisers someday on this show.
Well, what the fuck, man? Stand up.
Not when you're dropping F-bombs.
Well, excuse my language.
Alright, so my hot take is... Alright, you know what? You kind of derailed me, because your insight on Kim Jong-un's and that side of the world's ulterior motive... Oh, Hadley's getting a call. Alright, folks, here comes Hadley with the hot freestyle.
Hey, Chaz.
Chaz is on the phone.
What's going on, man?
Yo, Chaz. Yo, how much is it to get into the circus?
I'm chilling, man. I might be throwing a little bit.
Oh, shit. Hadley's dissing me, son.
Yeah, we're chilling, man. I'm chilling over here. You know where I'm at. Yeah, me and Sam, we're chilling. Sure.
So a lot of
probably
a lot of Chaz's time is spent.
You gonna be there until last call?
Talk about the Kim Jong. Sorry
for the interruption.
We can edit that out, but I think it'll be important for the audience to know that, you know, we do get calls sometimes.
Just fucking Chaz. That's who I fucking hang out with. You and fucking Chaz. That's what I do.
You know, Hadley, your life isn't much different from other people's lives. We keep small circles.
It's true.
I think, folks, you'll come to understand that Hadley and I have very deep sentiment on a lot of topics.
So, topic, Kim Jong-un, fucking Donald Trump, buddies are not.
Okay, we're
going. They go golfing together, they
we're
fucking...
We're right back on topic. So
rubbing fucking tan lotion on each other and shit, what are they doing?
So you derailed me by coming up with that point, because I agree with you. I think definitely that those countries... would want to see the demise of ours by supporting someone that they think could undermine the whole Constitution.
Bullshit.
But what I truly believe in is that both of them are celebrity hogs. And I really think that Kim Jong-un looks up to Donald Trump and wants to be in Trump's inner circle. And because Kim Jong-un really isn't a fucking
interesting. So you're saying Trump's like a celebrity to Kim Jong-un?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Absolutely. And what I'm going to also say is that...
You know, the old boy won it fair and square. Fucking give you that.
All right, Hadley, can we switch to another topic?
What was the last one? Sports?
All right, sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, folks. All right,
so LeBron James going to the Lakers. He's going to form a dynasty. And that one dude from the Spurs... going there.
Okay. So I'm going to preface this with, I know little about modern day sports. Hadley can hold his own conversation with any sports guy at the bar. But what I think about LeBron James leaving, I'll go with this one, Hadley, and then you can follow up.
No, there's this player I'm trying to remember.
Okay, so
he's like the star player. And he's only like 25 or 26.
If I don't know him, like what's his name? Tim Duncan. If I don't know him, who the fuck is he?
He's a star. He's like the next big star. Next big thing. He's gonna go to the Lakers with LeBron.
All right, so that's the speculation. LeBron's going to the Lakers. Do you really feel like he's a traitor to his team? I've seen comparisons.
No, of course not.
I've seen comparisons, you know, memeified to
LeBron
him and Kobe.
LeBron has a very unique modern legacy. He started in his hometown of Akron, then he went to Miami, won a couple championships, went back to Ohio, Cleveland, and fucking won another championship for him. So if he goes to the Lakers, look, he's already told everybody, he's told the whole world where his home is, and it's in fucking Ohio. It's Cleveland, it's Akron, Ohio. And he'll go to LA, and I think he'll probably win one or two more, and then he'll retire.
That sounds like a very good synopsis for my opinion.
He's going to form a super team out there, man.
So my question is, and you countered it, do you think he's loyal or a traitor to his home team? And you said
he's definitely loyal.
He's definitely loyal. But you prefaced it with the fact that this is a modern legacy story. And you say modern because, listen,
he just changed his team.
And another thing is, you know, this is to all the doubters and the haters. Hey man, he's not Michael Jordan. He's not Kobe Bryant. He's carving his own path.
Yeah.
And undoubtedly, when you're great, you will be compared to the greats. I see those memes all the time. But it's just a fun jest, because if someone really believes that shit, it's like, yeah, you can compare people all day, especially sports figures. All right, folks. We've run a little under our time, but what I want to do is probably just see how this turned out. And
so long, assholes.
So long, assholes. We'll see you here probably in 1 week.
Well, fuck yourself.
And...
Well, fuck yourself. I'm not happy for anybody. Fuck.